we've sent out basically notices that it is West Nile season, get ready for West Nile season, all that. Last year we had a lot of cases of West Nile virus, so you're getting a lot of updates almost for a long time there, almost weekly, where we were having positive cases of West Nile virus pop up throughout the Brazos County. This year, we just haven't had any cases of West Nile virus. So if we don't have any positives, we don't basically put out a press release saying that we have West Nile virus activity in Brazos County. Last year was a record in the state and also in Brazos County, so we just had a lot more press releases going out last year as opposed to this year.
So what are some of the reasons that we have less West Nile virus this year, and how can we replicate it in the future?
Well, a lot of, with any type of virus, it's almost one of those perfect storm type situations where everything has to fall exactly right for us to have an outbreak. And last year, it just, with the weather, the mosquitoes, the birds, everything just happened exactly right for us to have a large outbreak. This year, we've had rains that were flushing rains instead of just enough rain to build up water and for the mosquitoes to breed in, so it actually flushed out the mosquitoes that we had, so it pushed back the development of the mosquitoes. So it's just helped us in a lot of ways, where last year it just was the perfect situation for West Nile to happen. We also have a lot of people that are immune to the virus now, that and a lot of the birds that are immune to the virus that we didn't have last year because they became infected last year.
And how long does the danger zone for catching the virus last?
Well, we're actually going into when we see it's our peak period of the year. It's where we see the most human cases usually. Historically, it's usually the last week of July and through August is when, with this particular disease, West Nile virus, we see the most human cases of this particular disease. So we're actually going into the peak time. Last year, we had cases early as May and June of the year. So we had quite a few cases prior to when we see normally.
All right, and would you please go over some of the symptoms with me?
With West Nile virus, the majority of people who get West Nile virus are actually what we call asymptomatic. So by far, 80% of the people who actually get West Nile virus don't show any signs or symptoms of having the virus, and it's just one of those things of one day they'll find that they had it at West Nile virus at one time. About 20% of the people have the West Nile fever version of West Nile virus, and the fever is basically flu-like symptoms. So it's the fever, the headache, all those type things that go along with just a normal fever type thing. And I mean, if you're having like a summer fever, that's something to definitely get checked out with. And the about 1% of the cases are the West Nile neurological form of the West Nile virus, and that's where the central nervous system and the spinal column become associated with the disease. So that's the encephalitis, the meningitis, the meningeal encephalitis, all the swelling of the brain and the linings of the brain and the spinal cord. And those are the symptoms where we see the paralysis, a lot of the renal failure, stuff like that's associated with that particular form of the disease.
So what do we do if we're not feeling well? I mean, how do we distinguish between West Nile and just a normal fever or whatever?
Well, you can certainly go to the doctor if it is something. If it's something that is, you feel like you possibly may have West Nile virus, you go to your doctor and you get tested for West Nile virus, and they can do a test to determine if you do have West Nile virus or not. By far, the most people who do feel sick with the flu-like symptoms don't go to the hospital because they don't ever feel like they get sick enough to go to a hospital in a lot of cases. But with whenever it starts affecting the central nervous system, that's where we see most of the our doctor-reported cases of West Nile virus.
All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us or that we should be aware of?
Well, I mean, with anything we prescribe, as we put on our website and mention every single time, is that right now is the peak time for West Nile virus and mosquito activity. And if you are going to go outside to practice what we call the four Ds, is to wear some type of insect repellent, DEET, Picaridin, IR3535, which is the SkinSoft products, and the oil of lemon eucalyptus, to dress wearing long sleeves, long pants, and to avoid dusk and dawn, which is the peak activity of mosquitoes, and to drain any standing water that is around your property.